With COVID-19 causing lockdowns throughout the globe, demand for oil has plummeted. The bottom has fallen out of the petroleum market. What long-term impacts could that have on how we power our economies? To find out, I called up energy policy analyst Michael Clare. His article, COVID-19 is Forcing Us to Rethink How We Consume Energy, appeared in The Nation magazine. Well, Michael Clare, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We're here to talk about your article, COVID-19 is Forcing Us to Rethink How We Consume Energy. And I found this very interesting because I've seen other opinions on the internet saying the skies have cleared because so many people are not driving anymore and energy use, our fossil fuel emissions are down by, I think, 8%. So far, but that this is really temporary and we're all going to go back to business as usual after the pandemic is over. And your article is really saying not so fast. So first of all, talk about the impact right now that COVID-19 is having in reshaping the, as you call it, the world energy equation.
So very good. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk with you about this. And I've been looking broadly across the planet about the impact of COVID-19 on energy behavior. And of course, the most obvious outcome is that people are driving less and flying less. They're certainly not going on ocean cruises. And in other ways, they're consuming a lot less fossil fuels. In March, the decline was estimated to be 25%, 26% less oil consumption. And certainly April, I'm sure, is going to show an even deeper cut in world oil consumption as people fly less, drive less, and otherwise use less oil in their daily lives. But there's another aspect of what's happening is that as people stay at home, work at home, reorder their lives to be at home, to raise their children, to educate people, as students study, take classes at home, we're becoming much more accustomed to living our lives on the internet. And this is consuming a lot of electricity. Mm-hmm. So even though world electricity use has declined, it hasn't declined nearly as much as oil has declined. And so I suspect when all this is over, we're going to see a increasing shift towards from fossil fuel use to electricity use. And electricity use is where you see a rapid growth in renewables.
So, you know, going back to when the economy, or let's say if the global economy recovers, is renewable energy going to actually be able to take up the slack in time? Because we may be talking in a period of just, you know, months or a few years, not a longer time horizon to make the 100% renewable transition.
Well, that's going to take a long time. I'm not looking that far ahead. My question is, how will the energy landscape look post-COVID, you know, to the degree that we can see that far? And I think the world is going to be totally transformed by the coronavirus pandemic. It's not going to look like it was before. It's going to be totally different. And we can't predict exactly how that's going to be, but we get a sense of how it's going to look. More people will work at home. There'll be less commuting, for sure, among other things. I think that's pretty certain. And I think there are other aspects of the post-COVID world that we could begin to see. Globalization, the project that's dominated the world economy for the past 30 or 40 years, that's going to be reversed. We're going to see deglobalization, more emphasis on local and regional trade rather than global trade. And that's going to mean a lot less airplane travel, a lot less shipping, transcontinental shipping. And it's going to have other impacts that I could discuss. So I think we're going to see a fundamental change in the global economic, the global economy, with all these ramifications for energy.
But what about, for example, people have said, well, the price of oil is down so much that once we get back to business, it's going to... I did read an article saying that the price of oil has gone down so far that it's going to lead to, you know, more oil consumption once people start driving again. And then on the other hand, we also have the cut in production. So I wonder if you could address those issues. Why will the oil price decline not lead to more use of oil, at least in the short term?
Well, in the short term, people are going to be broke. Let's face it. We have 30 million unemployed in the United States. Probably worldwide, it's in the hundreds of millions of people. And I think it's pretty clear that it's going to take a long time for the economy to recover. And let's be clear, there will never be business as usual as we think about it, as the way it looked in 2019. There will be a recovery, but it won't look like it was. It'll look different. And I think people, as they recover, they will have spent, many people will have spent out their savings during this period. They'll have borrowed a lot of money, and they're not going to go racing off to the nearest mall and spend a lot of money. They're not going to go to sport events. They're not going to fly off the next day to Cancun or the Caribbean somewhere, let alone fly to Europe or take a cruise. People's behavior is going to change in this new environment, not just in the United States, but more importantly in China and in India, but especially in China. If you look at the projections of the International Energy Agency and the big oil companies like ExxonMobil and BP, all of their projections for increased oil use come not from the United States or Europe, but from China. They projected that, you know, hundreds of millions of people in China are going to start buying cars and drive around like crazy. Well, read today's papers, and you'll find that even though China's beginning to recover, many people were traumatized by the pandemic. And there's no evidence that anybody's going to go back out anytime soon and buy a car, let alone drive around. So all of those projections of future oil demand are worthless in the new world we face.
And then, you know, as you pointed out, we are using a lot more electricity because so much activity has gone online. Why will renewables replace, let's say, natural gas and even some oil, certainly coal, we know that. But why natural gas, for example, would they replace that as the driver for electricity?
That's because in the past decade, the cost of renewable energy has dropped so much, and the producers, the manufacturers of wind farms and solar panels, that's become so standardized that it's quick to set up solar farms and wind farms on a large scale and to produce electricity quickly and generate revenue for the big utilities, whereas a natural gas plant requires a much larger investment and takes much longer to derive any profit from. So in the wake of the coronavirus, as companies, utilities, that is, start to scale up to meet increased electricity demand, it's very likely that they're going to put their first efforts into renewables because they'll be able to get them up and running quickly and turn a profit quickly.
And we've just heard that the Federal Reserve just expanded its corporate debt buying program to the fossil fuel companies, which could give them nearly $20 billion in benefits. Do you think that the kind of propping up, let's say, of a dying industry is going to have an impact on slowing the adoption of renewables and allowing us to realize the benefit, the silver lining, as it were, in terms of energy that the COVID pandemic has created?
I'm very skeptical that that's going to make any difference, because now we're at a point where market forces are going to be the dominant features. I mean, you'll have to give away automobiles to people and free gasoline. Maybe that'll work to get people to go around and consume oil. You know, I don't know how else you're going to be able to alter these long-term trends that I see. You know, I'm sure when things lighten up a bit, people will want to get in their cars and drive around and go to the beach and this and the like. But you're not going to see the same kind of world we did before, where people are driving all across the country and flying around the world, which is where the growth was. I just don't see that happening anytime soon. And I don't know what subsidies, what difference that might make.
Michael Clare talking about his article for The Nation, COVID-19 is forcing us to rethink how we consume energy.